Hello, I'm Mini Paul. This is my second sound seeing tour. Thank you for joining me. Lots happened since my last one. Sorry for the long delay for those who very kindly listened and downloaded to the last sound seeing tour. Had a few technical problems, was using a Belkin adapter with a mic in it and found out it was only recording at 8 Hz. So there's a lot of clipping going on and the quality sounded like you in a tunnel. Didn't like it at all. Found out you could install iPod Linux on an iPod, which then gave tools to record, which is fantastic. You can record 44 Hz up to 96 Hz, which is absolutely ridiculous, but I'm recording at 44.1 Hz for those technical people out there. Got myself a new mic, Griffin mic, which is fantastic, stereo mic, so hopefully you can hear me loud and clear. And basically, that's the story, really. So it should be sounding and coming across much better than I was before. Kind of say, before I get on with the show, thank you very much to Katja at soundseeingtours.com, who put me on the site. Now that's great, because I had lots more hits. Obviously, I was having a few through, I think it's Bloglines, and through Mac.com, where people were coming through, which is fantastic. But hopefully this one will go up again on soundseeingtours.com, and you'll probably get it from that link or elsewhere. And keep subscribing. So, on with the Sound Seeing Tour. Come down today to Fort Nelson Mini Show. Fort Nelson is in Hampshire, down actually in Portsmouth in Hampshire. And there's a mini show down here today. I've just been in and walked around, taken lots of photographs, and walked around. Wasn't that impressed, to be honest. It's only its second year now, so there's not really a hell of a lot to see or do. Not like a conventional mini show where you're talking sort of 1,500 to anything up to 3,000 minis. Obviously, being its second year, not many people tend to know about it or really want to make the trek to it, because there's so many other shows on throughout the year, which hopefully I'll be doing sound seeing tours from if I don't get bored before then. But I'm still enjoying doing this, so hopefully I will. Anyway, just a little bit more about the show. Walked around it, quite a few cars there, as you can probably see from the photos, which there'll be a link in the show notes. A few trade stands, nothing particularly exciting. Lots of mini clubs, mainly from the south. My mini club was there. I'll put a link in the show notes for that. Nothing particularly exciting to report, really. Only that there was this ridiculously loud rock band there. Now, okay, I'm in my late 20s. I'm not an old geezer. You know, I'm not annoyed by loud music. I quite like it, but I think 11 o'clock on a Sunday morning at a mini show, you don't want to hear crap teenagers, you know, singing Green Day covers. You know, it's the last thing you want to hear, really. Maybe there were people there that loved it and it was what they were after. But I want to go to a mini show. I just want to walk around, check out some cars, buy some bits, you know. But pretty much it made me leave, because I was just like being bombarded with these songs. It was like, Jesus Christ, if I want to hear it, you know, I'll go to a rock concert. Fair enough, these kids were, you know, quite young and stuff, and, you know, doing their thing, which wasn't really my thing at all, but there you go. As I said, it wasn't that big. There was probably only about 50 to 60 cars in there. Probably nearly the same amount in the car park, to be honest. I think they shut the gates about 10 o'clock and stop any other cars going in, i.e. like mini clubs and things that are turned up. So I got ushered into the car park on the outside. Which is a bit crazy, because, you know, that is technically the car park, and people were just walking by and going straight into the show. And there were so many minis in the car park, more than so there was in the show. Anyway, I'll stop rambling on. Yes, Fort Nelson mini show, not really anything spectacular. At least it was free to get in, you have to pay a penny, which is good. And it was only down the road from where my parents live, so it wasn't a massive trek. Nice little day out, really, you know, I'm sure. If you're into your Royal Artilleries and all that sort of stuff, it would be great, because there is a museum of that there. Had a little look around that, nothing spectacular. You got to look at the photographs and check them out. As I say, Fort Nelson down in Portsmouth, if you're down that way, have a look. Feedback is very welcome at paul@minipaul.co.uk. And hopefully keep subscribing, and I'll speak to you soon. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.